Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business. Printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Javier's Auto Body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat, that 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted, and the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome once again to Community Theater. Today, a very moving presentation. The very first Thanksgiving. And as always, please enjoy the very first Thanksgiving. Thank you so very much, and we hope to see you again next week when we have another moving presentation in Community Theater, Castrating Harvey Weinstein. We hope to see you then.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today issuing regulations he says will lower drug prices, but also hinting drug companies withheld data on coronavirus vaccines until after the election to hurt his campaign.
And Pfizer and others even decided to not assess the results of their vaccine. In other words, not come out with a vaccine until just after the election.
Several drug companies have denied any such delays, saying their timing's based on science, not politics. Pfizer today announcing it submitted for emergency authorization to distribute its coronavirus vaccine, which the company says is 95% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the first doses go to those most at risk.
We expect to have 40 million doses of the combination of Pfizer and Moderna vaccine by the end of December, so that would be enough to vaccinate 20 million people.
U.S. coronavirus deaths have now passed 253,000. America is listening to Fox News.
Vegas style.
Cooking turkey for Thanksgiving Day. It's the only bird I desire. Bought a 25-pounder at the grocery store. Gonna roast it on the open fire. Got a million different things that I gotta prepare. Sweet potato pie, we got dressing to spare. Probably have to buy bigger underwear. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. What a table we are gonna set on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day. I'll be loosening up my big old belt, cause you know I'll be packing it away. Hey, 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 brown that gravy, we got taters to peel. Coconut cake gonna top off the meal. If I look bloated, baby, that's how I feel. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. Turkey leg. leftovers we got, turkey sandwich we got, turkey salad we got, turkey hot and turkey cold. Turkey for breakfast we got, turkey pancakes and some turkey omelets we got, turkey for lunch, turkey soup and casserole. My whole family's coming over too, mama's bringing homemade apple pie. What we can't fit in the oven to bake, we'll just toss in a skillet and fry. One more helping, I'm taking a chance. Just be standing by with an ambulance. Better call the tailor to let out my pants. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, now this is something relative to the election that you can build a little hope on. The circuit courts have been reassigned. These are under the jurisdiction of Supreme Court justices. Mm-hmm. And these are the states where the election results are still being contested. Guess who's been assigned to which state? Michigan, Brett Kavanaugh. Wisconsin, Amy Coney Barrett. Samuel Alito, who is a rock-solid conservative, yes, has Pennsylvania. And Georgia, Clarence Thomas.
Ruh-roh. Yay.
That's something to pin some hope on.
Yeah.
Because when those cases get to those circuit courts, you've got hardcore conservative leadership. A lot of these early decisions have been rendered by local hack judges that are political appointees.
Yep.
Belong to political parties, and you know, you still have your Obama appointee still interpreting the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
For expertise on this subject, we now turn to Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey,
Jay Quillen.
Hey.
That's pretty good news.
See, yeah, that, very promising news.
So, yeah, that's how, look, you know, I've just said it several times earlier this afternoon, screamed it a couple of times. I'm not investing my heart into anything until I see it's been done.
Yeah, I think we're there. I think we're at that point. I think you just kind of have to wait and see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Well, I mean,
works out better than me waiting and seeing on these cookies I keep getting promised.
Well, you know, I did have a baby, so that happened.
You sound like excuses. You
been
never had one?
Busy.
No. No. She brought some here, and you guys didn't.
You never got one?
Nah.
Well, they go quickly.
Yeah,
or they get
that.
Even quicker if you did get some.
I set like some aside for you.
Like, they either go quickly or they get hidden. So, like, only certain people know where they are.
I got you.
Hey.
Oh, I do have to make some, though. It's Christmas time, so I'll make some.
Speaking of Christmas time, guess what I and your favorite shirtless weatherman are doing tomorrow? We're going Christmas tree hunting out at Roger's Lot on Vaughan Road.
Woo!
The real trees are in, baby.
Yep, the trees are there. I seen them.
Speaking of Christmas, I have both Nuggets in the car right now. We are up in Arab, Alabama.
Arab,
wow. That is. This is where I come to get our pictures done. It's a photographer that's from South Florida that opened a small business up here in Arab, Alabama.
Wow.
And so I come up here to support them. Yeah.
That's
so
good.
We're waiting to go see Santa. And so I have the whole gang with me, even Daddy.
Aww. The whole mishpucha.
Yeah, we got the little one. We got Lola. We got Mr. Steven in the back.
Oh, and do you have matching sweaters?
Is that the area that you stay, or are you just stopping there for the photos?
Yeah, we just drove up for the pictures, and we'll drive home tonight. We have, it's only the children this time. We'll do family pictures in like a couple of weeks. But they have an adorable matching Christmas smock outfit.
Aw, what's a smock?
Yeah.
I gotta...
It's the same outfit I put Steven in since birth. They just happened to make a girl version this year, so you know I jumped on that.
Yep.
I got to send you my 93 Christmas photo with me and Goose that we had done at Sears. Very nice, too.
Aww.
That used to be the jam.
Yeah.
My mom used to take me to Sears all the time.
I definitely remember that.
So, I mean, that's the way to do it. But
get some tough skins
I love this
and some
photographer,
photos.
So we come up here. But yeah. So, and then what's going on with Tucker? I saw your Facebook post, Greg. I heard what he said, but you think he's jumped ship?
I don't know that he has. I don't know what he expected. Let's put it this way. You can put yourself in Sidney Powell's shoes. She has been gathering evidence. Oh, by the way, the flyover is 4 minutes away. We'll take a break in a second here. And he was demanding that she show some evidence of
I think that's a strategy. I think that's a strategic call. Jared had kind of mentioned that before. Like, I think they need to start showing their hand a little bit instead of just talking about it.
Yeah.
But I think you walk a fine line, and I think any trial lawyer understands the position they're in. You never want to show your cards too soon.
Absolutely.
And so they may be waiting to make sure that they have enough so that it's undeniable without any type of, I don't want to say recourse, but, where the Democratic Party has an excuse for everything, you kind of want to wait until you know. It's like, a good trial lawyer knows you never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Right.
So maybe they just want to make sure they can tie it up in a nice little bow before they start, like, letting out all that they have.
Look, I don't want to cut you too short, but I would like you to, from where you're at, you'll be able to see it. You got a space station flyover coming. You should take this moment with Stephen. Look to the southwest, and you'll see a bright object crossing the sky quickly, and you can tell him that those are people in outer space orbiting the Earth.
Really? Well, there's a bunch of trees over us right now where we're at.
Well, can you see the sky above you?
No clouds. I just went out there a minute ago and checked.
Yeah, we can see the sky.
Look out. Look to the southwest.
Okay, here's the south. So southwest is going to be this way. Okay, I'm looking.
And it'll be crossing from southwest to northeast, and you'll know what it is because it'll be moving, obviously, much faster across the sky than an airplane would.
Oh, so it's not alien 2020.
No.
Okay. Because, that's what I'm scared of next. I keep thinking that's going to happen, and Jared's like, it might.
It's happening. It should be coming into view in about 90 seconds, 5:14 to 5:18. That's how quickly the space station can cross the sky. It's pretty amazing.
I'm looking to the southwest to see if I see the space station. I don't see anything yet, but I'm looking.
And they got
still
new
about
inhabitants.
A minute away.
5:15 to 5:19.
5:15?
5:15 to 5:19.
Rosie changed it by a minute.
Rosie can do that. It's her birthday.
That's right.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, while you're looking, let me get your favorite shirtless weatherman in here for the forecast. And then we'll come right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only do we have a warming trend underway, it's not just warmer days. The nights are going to start to moderate as well. Tonight, mostly clear, not nearly as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 51. Tomorrow, total sunshine. Should be a beautiful Saturday. High both Saturday and Sunday in the middle 70s. On Sunday, we'll see a sun and cloud mix, but dry. Monday, low 70s, still dry. I think the next big deal for us is a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. We'll keep an eye on it for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Boy, two electrifying moments at the same hour. We're going back to Jacqueline Tomlinson, who is an Arab looking up at the sky.
I am literally outside of the car right now. Like, looking up at the sky.
All right,
well, where is it?
It's coming into view. It's 5:14 here. And if nothing else works in the studio, our clock is synced to Greenwich time, so we know that
like, if nothing else, you have me standing in a parking lot looking up at the sky, like...
That's determination.
I'm trying to prove that I can make women do it.
It's a plane! I'm looking, y'all. I see nothing but a beautiful sunset up here.
It's coming. It's coming. I'm telling you. Just keep looking up to the southwest. And because of ambient...
Right, I promise you. I'm looking.
It's coming.
And you sure you're looking
What is that ticking noise?
That's
what in the world?
Studio clock.
It's 5:15. All right, now look at the sky because you should see this coming across now.
I'm looking. You're definitely nervous that I'm going to miss it.
You are. I'm up.
I'm looking up. I see nothing but the... Okay, so there's the moon. There's a bunch of stars.
You're looking at the southwest.
You see
the
stars getting closer?
You don't see anything moving?
No, I don't see anything moving yet. I'm looking at the southwest.
Look a little further towards the south and the west.
This reminds me of a bad time in my life. Well, my mom and dad were trying to look
for something. There's no way you can miss this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't see it yet. I'm telling you, I'm looking at the southwest.
I remember my dad saying that, my mom saying that.
There she blows.
I feel like I'm on camera right now.
Jacqueline, you can't miss it. It's the only space station in the sky right now.
It's over Lake Jordan right now. I've got someone looking at it, so it's on the move.
It's over Jordan.
So look towards the east now. You probably didn't catch it.
Oh, my goodness.
And up, north and east. Keep looking that way. See if you see
something. Northeast now?
Well, it's moving at 16,000 miles an hour. So it is.
I see a plane.
Okay, keep looking
sure
at that plane.
That's definitely okay. Like, I am literally in the middle of a parking lot now. Do you hear the road? Do you hear the road that I'm near? Oh wait, is that it? No, that's not moving.
Are you sure?
There's nothing bright in the sky that's crossing at a rapid warp speed.
You can't fake it for a minute, lady. Come on.
Yeah, I see it. It's right here. Okay, that's a fire truck. Hold on.
Oh, no. It's a fire
truck. Wait, no, that's not moving. Right. I mean, it's a bright light, but it's not moving.
Keep staring at it. I bet it'll move a little bit.
Okay, there it is.
Woo! Told you.
I see it. I'm not kidding. It's literally right above me right now. It's moving much faster than the plane. It's very bright.
That's it.
Okay, hold on.
You got little Steven there to show him.
Hey, Steven. Steven, look right here. Look, that's the space station. Those are people in space. He says, I couldn't see it. It's okay, buddy. He doesn't care. He's my kid.
He's not as emotionally involved in it as mom is.
Right there. Here's what I saw it. Here's out of the car now with the baby. We have the three-week-old. Lola, look. He's like, I can't see 8 inches from my face.
You know,
don't mind us.
Well,
the clampets do pictures. Getting back in the car now.
But at least just saw it.
You can go home and shoot in the backyard and smoke oil.
I will capture this moment off our podcast and preserve it for you.
Like we're still looking at it. Like it's still going over us.
Yeah. No, it takes
about 4 minutes.
It's got about 40 seconds left in its journey across our sky. And a lot of people here have been messaging me and texting me and saying they've been seeing it too.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're looking at it right now. Look at that. Steven, that's space. There's people in there. He's like, yeah, whatever. Watching my Halloween cartoon.
Oh, that's the wrong theme.
I mean, I have no desire to do that. I don't know about y'all. I have no desire to go into outer space. None. Nope.
Depends on who I'm going with.
I would.
No, it's weird to me. And, like, the whole gravity thing.
It's weird,
like,
down here.
I don't like being in a plane, let alone seeing up. Nope.
You know, it's only like 60 miles. It's not that far.
No, it's...
You're not really going that far when you go into space. You think hundreds and thousands of miles. You're not.
But I mean, like,
You just kind of got to look at it this way. It's like you're driving to Dothan, and about the time you get to Brundage, you just go straight up.
Exactly.
Exactly. Cool.
I have no desire to, like... Now, listen, like, I love me some good space ice cream, but besides that, like...
What's that?
I'm not...
Dippin' Dots. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Dippin' Dots, that's space ice cream, man.
Well, Jacqueline, we want to thank you for sharing this family moment. It was a lot
more
fun. You're
welcome. Now that my whole family is standing out in the middle of a parking lot.
In Arab, Alabama.
In Arab, Alabama.
I got family up there.
Well, we are up here staring at the International Space Center going over. So, all right, guys. Well, we're going to get back in the car now because now we look like a bunch of crazy people.
Yeah.
Ah, it's okay.
But
we are, but it's fine.
Between us, we made it work.
That's right.
And I was proud to be part of your family moment. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Had you not told me about it, we would have missed it. So thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm thinking, little Steven, it's time for him to transition from his dinosaur days to be a space cadet.
That's right.
Yeah.
He has a little spaceship, and he enjoys playing with it, but I don't think he quite understands the concept of, like, you know, other planets and things.
I see.
But when the aliens land in 2020, I'll have to have a good conversation with him about that. Mm. So... All right, guys. Well, we're going to change Lola in the front seat of the car, because that's right. What you do. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Have a great one.
You. Thank you.
Happy hour.
That's the power of family right there. We just awesome. Heard. I mean, I could see this all going on in my head, you mm-hmm. know.
So awesome.
I've seen the space station fly over many, many times, and it's always humbling and breathtaking, good. You know.
Have you ever seen the takeoff from the Cape? That's what I've always wanted
yes.
to see.
Yes, and that's something I did when my daughter was about Rose's age.
Is that right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it as powerful as a moment as I think it'll be?
Easter Sunday,
thank you.
1994.
Bye-bye.
Janelle, I woke her up at 6:30 because I knew the space shuttle was taking off from the Cape. I was in Mount Dora, Florida, which is about 30 miles or so from the Cape.
Okay.
And I had seen launches from a long distance. I mean, hell, if they take off at night, you can see.
Plus, Florida's so flat.
From Miami.
Yeah.
If the sky's clear,
really?
You can see the yellow streak. It's very close to the horizon when you're far away. And it's tiny from 175 miles away. But it's 6:30. Daybreak has begun. And I'm standing there with her, and we're looking towards slightly north of east, and I saw a jet cross the sky parallel to the ground at warp speed. I think that's something they do in the mm-hmm. process. And we're standing there waiting, and then all of a sudden the horizon started to flicker.
Really?
And it went from flickering to this erupting yellow ball of power, and then you could see the tip of the rocket start to come up above the horizon. And even from that distance, that's a huge machine.
Yes.
And as it, you know, when the space shuttle took off, as it was going up, it would rotate, and as it rotated, you could see NASA on the wing. And here's the best part. As awesome as it was to me as a grown adult, watching my daughter watch it was even more incredible, because she'd heard about rockets and spaceships, but she, you know, when you see it from that close and you see it in that scale of size,
right.
And then about, I'd say 30, 45 seconds after the horizon flickered, you could feel the rumble through your feet.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, when that thing takes off, it actually activates Richter scales
in
nearby areas.
So.
It wasn't like an earthquake, but you could feel it, you know, through the feet. And we just watched that thing until it arced and disappeared into the daybreak. That was a great time to see it because it was still, the sun was not up.
Right.
Uh-huh. But it was getting bright, and to see it illuminate the entire horizon the way it did with that gigantic, you know, explosive launch, just amazing. Absolutely amazing. It is 5:23, right back.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. Uh-huh. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Uh-huh. at 525.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic very busy out there, and we still have two active accidents on the books. One, Chantilly Parkway at Ryan Road. Now, we believe that they've cleaned that one up, but use caution there. And Highway 82 at Washington Ferry Road in Prattville, same story. We believe it's wrapped up, but we're seeing a lot of congestion. It could be just a lot of traffic. Use caution there. Around the boulevard in Montgomery, we've got cars everywhere. All the major intersections congested. Norman Bridge, very busy outbound, as well as Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. And all the 31s out of the city are very busy. I-65 and 85 are loaded to bear this afternoon, but no problems there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Well, this Christmas, give something special. Design your own jewelry at Harold's Fine Jewelry. It's easier than you think. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road. They're on the second level in the Hillwood Shopping Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and Fridays are kind of a traditional day to hear from our buddy, old Harold Delaney.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us. You got a ton of stuff going on downtown, including Christmas.
Amen, Bubba. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right here on us. You know, we always get excited this time of the year because I've got my Christmas tree up. We put it out the other day. We've got ornaments on it. We've got all kinds of cool ornaments that have come in, and we've got a lot of other items that have come in. You know, we're loaded down with gifts, whether it be candies, pecans, jewelry, purses. We've got some good-looking purses back in. We've got a lot of jellies and jams, a lot of the Alabama Sunshine products, the Bordeaux sauce. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guy. He's got his stuff in there. And we have those fine, fresh pecans, new crop pecans. We have got some of the best chocolates. And the candies, we make them fresh daily.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 and like us on Facebook.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell of that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, that's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, wow. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. And,
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
you're
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy? Yeah, sure, yeah. Traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
And, of course, that's not, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold the Lamb. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know. And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one.
Right.
That you want to get to.
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had a sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? Mm. So he puts a boot, you know, up on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I've made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, I the blanks in the game, and it's always good to you. Any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, throwing it off.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
The evergreen story of old Harold Delaney, as told by Norm MacDonald. News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. So it's been quite the hour. We had the space station flyover.
Yes.
With live coverage from Jacqueline Tomlinson and family.
And A-Rab.
Can you get it any better than that?
Yeah.
I don't think you can. And I had a bunch of immediate social media feedback on that from people who enjoyed it. So thank you all. On this Rosie's birthday, and we welcome a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thesby.
All right, well, happy birthday to you, Rosie. So happy. So happy.
Thank you.
Hey, any day, go ahead. Just say, any day you wake up alive is a good day, right?
Absolutely.
And if it can be your birthday, that's an excuse to get ice cream and cake, right?
That's right.
Yeah, because there are no calories on a birthday, you know?
Exactly.
Ask Eddie Vedder.
Thank goodness.
Doesn't matter whose birthday it is.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the heads up for the flyby, the flyover of the space station. It was cool because I went out in the parking lot and looked up and I was like, man, have I missed it? Looked down at my watch and I looked back up. There it was, moving across the sky.
Isn't that amazing?
That was great. Yeah. It's cool because I watched the launch I got to see them actually dock the next day and get on board the station, and then to be able to look above my head and those people that I saw on television are flying up there in the sky. It's just, it's so cool. It's very cool. You know, you were complaining about those two idiots who called earlier.
Yeah, you know what? I just had a revelation. I now I know what an umpire feels like when he has to throw two people out of a ball game.
Well, you had a caller, Amy, like yesterday or the day before, right?
Yesterday.
Dan had a weird call today.
Yeah.
I think you guys have been taking notice. They're going, hey, wait a minute. There's these guys down here making a difference in Montgomery, Alabama. So you guys are being trolled. There's people from the outside who are trolling
you. Oh, no, I had to block somebody on Facebook yesterday. In fact, I keep getting, like today, I got three new followers. For what? My number of followers has grown rather substantially in recent weeks, and whenever I see a snark, I look at the and they're doing this. They're playing these games from Idaho.
Oh yeah, yeah,
far away.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's what the communists did in Russia.
That's right.
You know, first thing they did was wipe everybody out. And Pol Pot in Cambodia, what they do? Mm-hmm. Wipe everybody out. You know, so everybody here in the South, yeah. They come for us. They need to be careful because everybody's packing. You know,
that's the thing.
Well, that's why you've seen most of them take places with heavy gun control.
Yep.
I don't think they're that stupid.
Anyway, let's see. Can you play for me? We need some. Do we have time for yoga pants?
Yeah.
We slide that in. Let's do a little yoga pants on a Friday. Everybody have a great weekend.
You
have
want
great
the Tim Hawkins version? I take it, right?
Yes. Tim Hawkins yoga pants.
Okay, that'll be coming up at the end of the very next break here, my friend.
Very good. Y'all take care now.
You too, bud.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thank you, Master Thespian. Let's see. Aging rock stars. Things you don't say to your wife. Yoga pants.
Somebody else thought Joey did yoga pants, too.
Oh, he needs yoga pants, man.
No. Somebody else thought Joey did the song.
It sounds just like him. Along with Toast?
Yeah, Toast.
Toast sounds
really
just like him.
Well, Joey can do that screechy voice, you know.
That's because, I mean...
Ow!
Yeah. How's that go, Greg?
Ow! I used to be able to do that. But I smoked myself into an octave lower.
Is that what happened to me?
In fact, I think I'm going to do that now.
Yeah.
While we check traffic, Rich's forecast, and preview of Wonder Woman 1984, and then Tim Hawkins in yoga pants. So everybody out for tomorrow morning, by the way?
Yeah. And some claws if you feel like it.
Great. We'll have just enough time to get that in, and we can call it a night. Hang on. I want to do it before I forget, because I've had a very trying afternoon.
But you look good, man.
That's all I care about.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic on a very busy Friday, and we have an accident on Highway 14 in Millbrook. If you're headed towards Prattville and you're right in front of the McDonald's at the intersection with the Deetsville Highway, well, you got a little problem there. It's going to take you a minute to get by that. Hopefully, they'll move that into a parking lot quickly. Otherwise, use caution and watch out for boots on the ground. Busy all over Montgomery. We've got congestion all the major intersections around the city. Taylor Road, very busy and slow traffic on I-85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Chantilly, pretty busy itself right now. I-65 and 85 are loaded down this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon underway right now at Reinhart Toyota. There are 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. Get the color and the options you want. ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This December, hold on to your spandex and leg warmers, because it's 1984 and Wonder Woman is back.
She's amazing.
Puts Wonder Woman in a corner.
Wonder Woman experiences the 80s like never before.
Help! That yuppie in the members-only jacket just kidnapped a Cabbage Patch doll!
Don't worry. I'll throw this Rubik's
with Wonder Woman back in time.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Because I have an invisible jet.
Wonder Woman, 1984.
I just got word that 5 teenagers are being held captive in a library. I won't forget about them.
Don't you forget about me.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood, and now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
PeachesandClean.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State health officials say if you are traveling for the holiday, you should take some steps to make sure it is as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. The CDC, meanwhile, is recommending that you don't travel for the holiday. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says he wants Alabama schools to return in person after the Thanksgiving holiday, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. The state's COVID-19 school dashboard shows cases rose 50% in schools from November 6th to November 13th. Mackey says individual schools could switch to all virtual learning as a last resort. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Shai Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Montgomery Public Schools has confirmed that Hudson was a teacher for the district. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only do we have a warming trend underway, it's not just warmer days. The nights are going to start to moderate as well. Tonight, mostly clear, not nearly as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. tomorrow. Total sunshine. Should be a beautiful Saturday. High both Saturday and Sunday in the middle 70s. On Sunday, we'll see a sun and cloud mix, but dry. Monday, low 70s, still dry. I think the next big deal for us is a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. We'll keep an eye on it for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga pants. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Yoga pants.
Namaste.
5:48. We appreciate Sam waiting to join us on the phone on the final minutes of Happy Hour.
Mr. Budell, I called in to pay my respects. Been a rough week, but hey, you know, hope spring flows eternal or something like that.
All right.
Yeah, man, it's we can see the world burning in front of us, but I still have hold out hope. I just wanted to say a minute ago when you brought that up about the shuttle, I'm glad you did. I was outside policing up my tools, and it was just as Rich said, it was super bright. Even through the cloud cover, you could see the space station easily. And it's just, it's always awe-inspiring. You know, it's moving so fast and so bright. And the one, 2008, I was living right, and me and some friends, family, went down to the Space Coast, and I saw the launch of STS, the Space Shuttle 126. It was the last night launch. And yeah, man, we were on this bridge. It's 10 miles away, and it's awe-inspiring. But you forget, you know, it doesn't take long for the shuttle. Here's the detail. It doesn't take long for it to break the sound barrier. So, yeah, after about a minute and a half, you know, you get that full, the best sonic boom that you've ever can imagine. It just it comes across that air and hits you like a hammer. It's great. I just wanted to share that.
We did not get the boom until the rocket was fairly high.
Yes, sir.
Because we were 30 miles away.
Right.
But
and sound moves 600 miles an hour.
To the point where the sound barrier is broken, the louder it's going to be. I always described it because when I was a kid going to school, they used to do supersonic tests, military tests in northern Illinois, and at 3 o'clock, like you could set your watch by it, you would hear what sounded like somebody taking a long plank of wood and then punching down in the middle of it and letting the vibration come back. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, I missed that little detail because I know, you know, it's supposedly...
I'm talking about that's many sonic booms ago, different technology, a jet as opposed to a giant rocket.
What about that big ring of smoke? Is that a thing whenever it breaks the sound barrier?
Condensation. That's the humidity in the air. It's where the air slams. It literally just turns it down. So it crystallizes all the moisture in the air when it breaks the sound barrier.
I remember
but
growing
up. The only other place I'd seen. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
My grandfather had a picture of a jet breaking the sound barrier, and you could see the ring of smoke right behind it. I always thought that was cool.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, the only other place I'd seen that, witnessed that, I got to participate in Desert Storm in northern Iraq when we invaded, and we were in northern Saudi Arabia invading Iraq, excuse me. It's been a long time. And what can you say? You don't want drunks calling you, so I shouldn't call you.
Just don't cuss.
Okay, so let me add this to the list. Greg, he doesn't want us tapping teeth with the loom, with the forks. No crumbling paper, no flirting with Rosie, and no drunk. So he's just taking all the fun out of this stuff. I love your show.
In 2 weeks either.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Sam, thanks so much for the insights and your time. And believe me, I know my rockets.
It's not your usual morning show.
Listen, Toots, there are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that.
Oh.
You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. How's that rocket doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
All right.
That was clever.
Greg and Susan.
Used to be a really fun morning show here on the station.
Dude, you called her Toots old? That was so good.
But that's what made it so much fun to work with her.
Yeah. Right. That's why I like hanging out with Eddie.
People don't get it, Greg.
That show had nothing to do, the end of that show had nothing to do with our personal relationship. Right. But it got harder and harder. The other things that she was upset about, and I'm not saying she was right or wrong, had nothing to do with me. But I told her, I said, you're going to miss this.
Mm-hmm.
And she did.
I bet she does, man.
Because you just can't make that up. You cannot put... I knew... We hired her now when I was in my first year in town. I knew right away.
Chemistry?
Yeah, there was something. I had a great morning show sidekick for years in Florida named Don Agony, who spent literally every show trying to fix me.
That dude had to be warm. Oh, man, you don't need to fix what ain't broken. And you ain't broke.
But we had so much fun with it. You know? And people, you know, got into it. They understood why it was the way it was. Let's talk about Audis. Audis at Jack Ingram. They've got some special offers available. A 2020 Audi A6 sedan. You can purchase at $55,985. They got a lease deal at $466 a month for 36 months on a 2020 Audi A6 45 Quattro Premium. And a 2020 Audi A6 55 Quattro Premium special lease at $557 for 36 months. Go to jackingramaudi.com. You can get all the additional detail on these incredible values. The entire family of stores has amazing specials going on through the month of November. Having driven the Audi sedan, I had the A4 because it was a few years back. But I loved it.
Nice
it was
car.
A great road car. Always made you feel like you were making time.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I know it's an illusion, but when I drove my Audi to, let's say, Tallahassee, I felt like I got there a lot faster.
Yeah.
It's just a thing, driving it back and forth to Florida. Awesome car, awesome folks to dealer with. JackIngramAudi.com to get started. As the man says...
Because on the counter, you want
to
know why.
It's time to love what you drive. Our final look at the roads at 554.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic reaching out to Millbrook, Alabama. We had an accident earlier, Highway 14 at 143. That's the intersection with the McDonald's on Highway 14, right there, Dietzville Highway. use caution. If you're traveling with a McDonald's on your right, headed to Prattville, it'll be in your lane, and we're thinking that they may have gotten it out of the way. But use caution. Watch out for boots on the ground there. Around Montgomery, we have a lot of cars still on the road. Our busiest spots, Taylor Road, East South Boulevard. And we still have slow traffic on I-85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. A lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery as well. Buckle up. Be safe out there. The Front Porch Grill not only has home cooking at their restaurant, they also will cater your wedding, special event, family reunion, whatever. Call Marnie at the Front Porch Grill in Millbrook. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667. Or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Here, along with your donations, McDonald's helps support Ronald McDonald House Charities to make sure that kids undergoing treatments have their family near and the family has the resources they need and they can cope together. Ronald McDonald House Charities gives families with sick kids a home away from home when they have to travel far for the care they need. Each year, Ronald McDonald House Charities programs help more than 3 million families to spend quality time together during tough moments. McDonald's, serving here.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DevallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Devall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DevallsLandscapes.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and